Troy, first of all, tell me about yourself and what you do for the company.
Okay, well, my name's Troy Putnam, and I'm a local field advisor, otherwise known as an agronomist with Asgrow and DeKalb here in southern Ohio. And, of course, right now we're all here at the Farm Science Review visiting with customers and farmers and looking at some of the new technology pieces that's in the industry.
Well, I know it just started and this is opening day here. Before we kind of get into some of the products that Monsanto has on display here, what do you think so far at this early stage in the show?
Oh, I think it's been a good first day. We've had a lot of number of customers in the booth, a lot of acres, a lot of interesting questions. Of course, you know, in light of some of the recent weather events, guys have been here asking questions about how to deal with some of these corn issues and soybean issues. And so there's been a lot of discussion here at the review for the first day.
Well, it's my first time, so I'm glad to have the opportunity. And looking now at what Monsanto is doing, and especially with new technology that's on display here, one of those is with a product, Roundup Ready to Yield. And I know this is some pretty big news for growers. First of all, tell us a little bit about the product.
Well, Roundup Ready to Yield is a second-generation technology launch from Monsanto that will be in the Asgrow line. And I think the exciting thing about this launch is that over the years, corn yields and corn yield levels have grown, and at the same time, farmers have been looking for some opportunities to do the same thing in soybeans. And so Roundup Ready to Yield will raise that bar, and you've heard the number 7 to 11% in some of our research trials. And we're so excited about it that we'll have a couple million acres in the launch for 2009.
Well, in speaking of that launch and the availability, can you describe it? I'm assuming that's pretty much just going to be deployed in the core soybean area Midwest?
Well, there's already a plan in place to disseminate out the different varieties to the various regions based on maturity, based on soybean volume, and based on demand of the current Roundup Ready line. So Roundup Ready Yield will be a part of most of the Corn Belt without any doubt.
So in looking at the second generation technology, what are some of the, I don't know if you want to call it improvements or advantages that are built into this next generation?
Well, I think the interesting thing about this is that through marker-assisted breeding, we've isolated a location within the DNA region of the soybean plant that allows us to place this event. And within that plant, it provides for higher yield potential. And we've seen that expression in the plant. And so consequently, we fall back to that number that we've used, that 7 to 11%. And somewhere within that range is what we expect to see here in Ohio.
So when you look at, as you told me earlier, you're kind of bringing it into the field to the grower. I know that the yield advantage is significant, at least from the trials that we've seen. How is it able to achieve that kind of yield? What is it that's allowing this to get that kind of yield advantage?
Well, when you go through the process of gene mapping and you map a soybean plant and you isolate regions within a soybean plant that are responsive, and then you go through the process of isolating a gene in that DNA region, sometimes you see genetic response, sometimes you see a biotechnology response through that whole technology process, and that's what we're seeing out of the Roundup Ready to Yield beans. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. And you know, farmers have been waiting for us to add an extra 3 or 4 or 5 bushels to the overall performance they have.
Well, you've got an interesting display here. Besides having a kind of a traditional tent, you've also got a mobile showcase, and I think that's kind of interesting, a little different. How does that work, and how's that helping showcase the technology?
Well, the mobile technology display that you see here at the Farm Science Review takes farmers through the process of looking at conventional beans, through Roundup beans, and through Roundup Ready to Yield beans, looks at the phenotype, or what you see when you look at them in the field. And quite frankly, you don't see a lot of difference when you physically look at the beans, but what we've discovered is that the yield comes in additional beans or additional pods per plant. Sometimes you don't necessarily see. So what we're trying to do is educate guys that the technology's here. Here's how it is expressed. Here's what it'll look like when you get a chance to plant it.
Yeah, I think I've heard it said already that when we had the first generation, you could kind of drive down the road and see a difference. But this generation is, like you said, you got more beans on the plant, for example, and not something you're necessarily going to see from the road, but you're going to see it when you go through there with the combine and harvest.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about the whole process, just to put it into perspective, if you've got 180,000 plants per acre, and you simply add one more bean per plant, one more little single bean, that is equal to one bushel. So if we can add 3, 4, 5, or 6 beans per plant on 180,000 plants, you can see how quickly yield will start to mount up.
Absolutely. Well, for farmers who may be interested not only in learning more, but seeing what the possibility would be to participate in next year's launch, anything you might tell them?
I would just encourage them to be in touch with their Asgrow DeKalb dealers and tell that dealer that you have an interest in seeing this new technology. He will have a volume of that product to put on your...
All right. Well, thank you very much, Troy, for your time here at the Farm Science Review. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.